Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 31, Johannesburg 30, Polokwane and Mombela 29 degrees. President Cyril Ramaphosa says if Gauteng fails, South Africa cannot succeed. The province is both the country's economic and administrative hub. Ramaphosa is on a two-day visit meeting with the Provincial Executive Committee and the leadership of the Johannesburg Metro Council. The presidency says these engagements seek to enhance intergovernmental coordination and improve service delivery. Correctional Services Minister Pieter Groenewald says the country's correctional centres have a shortage of beds. Groenewald answered questions in Parliament yesterday on overcrowding in prisons. The country currently has an overcrowding rate of 48%.
We have about 108,000 beds in our facilities. The sentenced inmates, offenders, are about 103,000. But our problem is that we have just over 60,000 of remand detainees. Some of them are even waiting almost 10 years.
Transnet has tabled a revised 14.5% wage offer over 3 years to the United National Transport Union and South African Transport and Allied Workers Union. The offer will see workers get a 4.5% increase in the first year and 5% in years two and three. However, Umthu wants a 12% one-year increase, while Santau wants a 17.5% increase over 3 years. The acting provincial commissioner in the Northwest says the search for escaped illegal mining ringleader James Tiger Chiweli is at an advanced stage.
I can indicate that our investigation is at an advanced stage without revealing the modalities. I was even talking to our team that is dealing with this matter, and they are assuring me, because it was something that was properly planned and organized. But very soon, we will tell you.
Patrick Asanang was responding to media questions at the release of the province's third quarter crime stats yesterday. Four police officers facing charges of defeating the ends of justice and abetting the escape of a detainee appeared briefly before the Stilfontein Magistrates Court. The matter was postponed to the 29th. Of May. And finally, Maurice and Marilyn, an extraordinary true story of shipwreck, survival and love, has been named Book of the Year at the annual Nero Book Awards. The book, written by journalist Sophie Almers, retells the story of a couple who were shipwrecked in the 1970s. Almers says she came across the Baileys on website and decided to a castaway story.
I knew very early on that what would make the book live sort of on the page was a sense of them living on the page, and I was lucky. There was this sort of wealth of material, diaries, letters, books they'd written, but then also lots of living friends and relatives, people who could talk to me about Maurice and Marilyn and their very particular characters. I think that was when I really knew that it was a book or worthy of a book.
I'm Chanel September Netvedi with Nes de Eer. President Cyril Ramaphosa sê as Gauteng misluk, kan Suid-Afrika nie ontwikkel en vooruitgaan nie.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop. This is what we do on Jacaranda FM.
I can't feel it. Girl, pick up your phone. I can't believe it. I can feel my spirit slowly leaving. See myself and I'm not breathing.